Well, I was a past cleaner, a fireman there, and I was on the engine doing the driving while the driver was in the cabin having a cup of tea, which they did do. And I was spotted by the supervisor on the railway driving the engine, and I got reported and had to go and see the locomotive superintendent. And he decided that the driver had a warning and I would be suspended for 7 days with loss of pay. And I thought, well, that's not fair. And I did appeal with the union, because they have union representatives if you have got a grievance. And he said, I can't do nothing about it. So I said, well, I will. And I packed in the footplate. And from the footplate, then I went to see the engineering side of the railway, which is maintenance on the bridges and tunnels and buildings. And I stayed there then till I finished my career. They inched me way up the ladder there quietly and put me head back on, screwed on properly, saying, it's enough of that, I'll start to learn and do things properly, which I did do. I went from a labourer to a fitter free, using the oxyacetylene kit, and then from the free to a two, where you got involved in occupations and learning the general scenario of the railway, such as occupations when you have to work on a Sunday and close the lines and only the workers will be working. And then I went from there up another step to acting supervisor. Acting supervisor A, and moved from an A to a B, increased in wages and stature, sort of thing. And then I went up to acting C. And then I spent a bit of time down at Bristol in charge of crane movements, where they erected a new silo, which needed a supervisor to take occupation of the line and tell them when they could work and when they couldn't work, and make sure that health and safety was carried out properly. And then from there, back to Gloucester, when that crane work had finished, and I took voluntary retirement in 1994.